Speaking of Independence Day celebrations, Karen is in to talk things over. Karen Wilson, nice to have you in here this morning, and thanks for coming in. You got more things going on this week because of meetings with volunteers and everything else, and then you start setting up for Freedom Fest sometime tomorrow morning.
Yes, Charlie. Thank you for having me. Gosh.
It's great to talk about community events, and at least in Bartlesville, Freedom Fest is the biggest one coming up this week.
It sure is. Like you said, we actually start picking up barriers and tables and getting them down there to the site today, down on 2nd Street, where we've been holding Freedom Fest since 2009.
That's a great great location for everything. It brings people downtown, and I think it's a nice cooperation. If I start naming all the groups, I'll leave somebody out, but I will say between the city, between Kiwanis and American Legion Baseball, and a whole lot more.
Absolutely. And the Knights of Columbus operate our food court, which is a big hit. And I tell you what, we are so excited this year to have Tate Boys Tires and Service join us, mm-hmm. because they're right in the middle of all the action and are going to be host to one of our new activities this year. And we're so excited to have them hosting our Heroes Hospitality Suite.
Well, I was going to say, let's go ahead and talk about that, because the Kiwanis has always kept the event fresh, added something new, different, changed things up just a little bit. I mean, yeah, we have fireworks in the end, and we have entertainment, and we have certain things that are kind of required to do, but you've always brought in something new and different every year.
Right, so this year, and we've done it in years past, but not at this scale. Mm-hmm. This year, we're doing Honoring Our Heroes again. We started recruiting nominations of heroes back in May, and we have 43 heroes who are being honored at Freedom Fest, and a variety of ways. Like I said, Tate Boys Tires and Service and Walmart Logistics have partnered to host the Heroes Hospitality, where we'll have refreshments and photographer and prizes, and then we cap that off. And by the way, check the paper today. There's a 2-page spread with photos. We've been honoring heroes on the radio for the past few weeks. Hope everybody's been hearing that.
I certainly hope so, and if not, of course, please come on down to Freedom Fest tomorrow night and just, you know, shake their hand, give them a look of appreciation, pat on the back, and simply say, you know, thank you for what you do. Heroes, we have each our own definition of what a hero is, what they may have done, but I think everybody will agree that these people all are.
Absolutely. And I know it's funny when you start honoring heroes. I've even seen some of them and heard of some of them being celebrated and recognized lately. Mr. Lee Stone in Dewey just mm-hmm. had his 100th birthday.
That's great. Yeah.
So we're excited to have him on the list, for example.
And I think when we start borrowing people from other communities like Dewey, who also have their own celebration, you know, those people easily are going to be in demand everywhere they go.
Sure. So that's one of the great that's one of the great new things that we've added this year. Mm-hmm. We've also, in anticipation of the heat, added a way cool movie theater.
How cool is that? That's great. And I know you're going to have some neat film features in there. Most of them will be relatively short, but opportunity for people to, number one, get in, and I don't care if it's 75 or 95, get out of the weather conditions and relax a little bit.
Absolutely. You know, we always are concerned about people, you know, being able to cool off when they need to, so we've added that. Of course, we'll have the fire truck mm-hmm. out there spraying the kids, and we've got the water slide down in the inflatables area for the kids, and down toward the depot, there'll even be a mister with where we'll have the selfie photo booth mm-hmm. and where the kids parade all kicks off.
Kids Parade has been one of the things that has been part of Freedom Fest every year, I believe, since its inception 15, 16 years or so ago. I don't remember exactly when it was still held at the mall. And it's always been a fun event. Some have been relatively short, some have been pretty long, but it's always been fun participation by the youngsters.
Yes, we always look forward to it. I tell you, these kids get creative, whether they're, you know, in a wagon, on a bike, you know, groups, singles, whatever they are. It's always lots of fun to see the kiddos coming down the street.
Yeah, and just like you've got your t-shirt there, the kids find good ways to incorporate red, white, and blue into what they're doing.
Absolutely. So our theme this year is honoring our heroes. We've encouraged the kiddos, you know, to represent their hero. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the kids' parade is an easy thing to do. It didn't require any advance sign up at all. So they just show up at between 5:30 and 6:30, sign up, get a goodie bag.
Yep.
And the judging is at 6:30, and this all takes place down on the corner of Keeler and 2nd Street by the depot, and then the parade's at 7 p.m. So any and all kids are welcome, you know, decorate in red, white, and blue, and come on down.
I would imagine going on today in several garages, backyards, driveways, whatever. There's some red and blue and red and white streamers and other things that maybe the mom and dad have suggested, and the kids said, yeah, let's do that, and getting things going today.
Absolutely. All kinds of pieces and parts going on there.
You bet. Also, as long as we're on the topic of our heroes, you got a special viewing area for the fireworks, right?
We do. The Hilton Garden Inn is partnering with us as our hospitality partner this year, hospitality sponsor. And in it, actually, the Hilton is really going to be the only eating and drinking establishment open downtown tomorrow. They're going to be open for breakfast and the evening for the evening meal, and they're going to have a band and refreshments out on the patio. And I don't even know if everybody's noticed. I hadn't even noticed. They have a terrace on the fifth floor.
Yes, they do.
And we are doing VIP viewing for we're doing a drawing for the heroes, and so some lucky folks will get to, you know, have a bird's eye view of the fireworks tomorrow evening. And I do want to talk about fireworks, too.
We'll do that. Happy to. That's kind of what, if you don't come downtown for Freedom Fest for anything else, people are coming down for the fireworks. And we'll get there in just a little bit. But really, everything starts a whole lot earlier, about 3.5 hours earlier than the fireworks time.
Absolutely. The activities start at 6 p.m. on the stage. Now, we'll be, you know, some of the vendors are ready a little earlier, and we have anxious kids usually out there.
Sure.
5:40. We've got volunteers out there ready to go by 5:45 with the kids' games.
You said I could have a snow cone.
And, you know, we're happy for the vendors to start selling as soon as they're set up, but, you know, a little bit before 6, but the activities on the stage start at 6 p.m. with our opening and the color guard and the national anthem and the pledge and all those great patriotic things that we do.
It is, and I have a little bit of fun with the opening. Typically, we've got a dignitary or two to help things going. I'm sure they'll all be back and ready to say welcome again for 2017.
Absolutely, yeah. Representative Earl Sears will be down leading us in the pledge again.
Good for him. AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. We will continue a community connection, preview the fireworks, and also remind you that it's not too late to volunteer if you want to help out. We'll do that and more coming up in just a bit on 1400 K1.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Spending a little bit of time this morning as we get set for Freedom Fest, Karen Wilson from Kiwanis. And Kiwanis is kind of the premier sponsoring organization. You've kind of taken it under your wings to do it, but you've recruited a lot of friends to help out.
We have, and you know, we're really proud that the community joins with us mm-hmm. to support this. You know, the city does assist us a lot with the logistics. We really appreciate that. Knights of Columbus operates the food court for us. So, you know, we divide and conquer.
Now, the 138th Air National Guard.
Oh, well. Okay. So sync your watches. 7:40 p.m.
Okay.
Tomorrow. The jets will be coming east to west down 2nd Street, and you can set your watches by it. And if you haven't seen that before, oh my goodness.
First of all, the F-16 engines are an unmistakable sound. No other aircraft exactly has that sound. Once you get it in your head, you'll never forget it, and you'll recognize the sound of an F-16 anytime you hear one. The Air National Guard treats it as a training exercise for their pilot to be on site at a particular time, you know, training for the real mission, but it's an opportunity for them to be involved in things going on in our community and across the state of Oklahoma. Other things going on, I think the Army National Guard is going to be helping it out too sometime, aren't they?
Yes, they will. They'll be on site, and they're going to be helping the Blue Star Mothers with the dunk tank too.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So the dunk tank's always really popular, and I think the Blue Star Mothers may still be looking for a few folks who want to get cooled off in that dunk tank.
Wow.
So, you know, check in there, come prepared if that's something you're interested in. We do have some dignitaries who will be in the dunk tank.
But if you have some clothing that is dunk tank appropriate and you chose to wear it and then bring something else along for afterwards, you might be welcome. I think it's what I hear you saying.
I think there may be some opportunities there.
Okay. Sound like a good deal. You've also in the past gotten some help from the American Legion Post as far as a flag ceremony, are they?
Yes, and They'll be doing that again.
Okay.
We'll have the 21-gun salute and the color guard. And so, you know, all the great patriotic program that we traditionally have will be going on at the beginning of the activities on the stage at 6 p.m.
Yeah. The other stage, the family stage down by the depot, we've kind of made reference to it a time or two, but Delenn Everett's going to be heading up a talent competition down on that
Yes,
stage.
And actually it's at the other end.
Oh,
it's
my
down.
Bad.
Yeah, it's down between Frank and Lola's in the
That's
Plint
right.
shop.
Yeah.
They're at the Dewey end mm-hmm. of the festival. And yes, Delenn will be hosting Stars of Freedom Fest again, which is a great competition, always very popular, and wow, those kids do a great, and I say kids, it's not limited to kids,
no.
But I think generally it's been young people, but it's a great opportunity for them to show their stuff.
Yeah, I don't remember the exact age categories. Delenn and I have talked about it a time or two on the air. Basically, I want to say, and I could be off by a number here, but it's basically like preschool, 6 and under, many of the school year ages, and then I'll say high school and up. I could be off by a year one way or the other.
Yeah. There are three categories,
yeah.
And you know, generally in those.
So they're
areas.
All available on the BartlesvilleFreedomFest.com website.
Yeah, you can check it out.
Okay,
absolutely.
So, and you've been able to highlight a lot of these things on the website for the last several weeks. People, I'm sure, have been checking in. That's one way you can sign up and volunteer.
Absolutely, yeah. If you have questions about Freedom Fest, both the information and contact information is Bartlesville on the website, BartlesvilleFreedomFest.org. You can still sign up to volunteer. And, you know, just check out what's going on. Pictures of all the heroes mm-hmm. are on the website as well as Facebook. Which is Bartlesville Freedom Fest.
Are you getting some help from the Bartlesville Police Department this year? I think they're bringing the canines down.
We are, as a matter of fact. We've had them out last year, and they'll be back. So, you know, we really appreciate our police force in Bartlesville keeping us safe. And it's, you know, not a bad thing to have a visible presence out there. So, you know, and, you know, just in general, if someone needs assistance.
Well, and I kind of look at it as well, just as an opportunity for all of us. Most people, particularly young people, don't have a lot of interaction with law enforcement. And sometimes it's nice if you have at least an opportunity to meet people other than when they're pulling you over to write a ticket. It's an opportunity to get a little bit more friendly relationship with what's going on.
Absolutely. I tell you, you know, and I know this from personal experience since I'm married to an ex-cop. You know, police officers are as much social workers as they are law enforcers.
Yeah, they're rule enforcers, law enforcers. But if they're called out of the situation, and all you know is for sure, let's say a family argument or whatever, you don't know what you're walking in on. And but they're called on to settle it down.
Absolutely, and they do a great job.
And it's nice to have the canine officers as well. They look like they could either be just good pets, or if they're coming after you because you're a potential lawbreaker, they can be as mean as it takes.
They sure can.
Yeah.
And they are very well trained to know the difference.
Exactly. So again, I'm sure that the officer partners with these canines will be able to allow you to spend a little bit of time with them. But just a word of caution, you know, they're not going to be your typical friendly family pet. So.
That's right.
Yeah. What else is going on?
We talked a little bit. You know, we always keep it fresh.
Yeah.
So we've got a couple of new things, and in addition, the activities on the stage are going to be a little different this year.
Good.
Instead of, we have a band, Flashback, mm-hmm. which is kind of a classic rock band. So instead of having the competition that we've had in the past, we're going to do that. Now, having said that, one of the groups that competed in the lip sync contest last year had so much fun that they asked to come back. So the group Locomotion is going to be back performing a couple of times on the stage. And so that'll be lots of fun. So otherwise, on the stage will be our Heroes Tribute at 8:15. Of course, we'll announce the winners of the Kids Parade mm-hmm. on the stage. The parade is at 7, so shortly thereafter, we'll be announcing the winners of the Kids Parade. We'll also be announcing the winners of the Stars of Freedom Fest on the stage. So it'll be a, you know, pretty fast moving pace on the stage.
Okay, in the time we got left, a couple of things that I want to cover, and after that, it's bonus time. Parking is available because downtown Bartlesville has some great parking.
Right. There is parking, you know, all the Phillips 66 lets us use their lot, and lots of, you know, people from watching the fireworks years and years kind of know, you know, that the lots are pretty much available. Of course, down by the community center, people always park and pull up their lawn chairs, the stadium allows people to come in and watch the fireworks. They're always gracious enough to stop the action for us. We've mm-hmm. you know, we're carefully syncing up when the fireworks are going to start, kind of how the game is going, but they are very gracious to turn the lights off and let the fireworks go. And so there is plenty of parking downtown.
More often than not, it has just worked out due to random serendipity chance that they managed to end the game just in time for fireworks.
They do. Yeah. We've only had a couple of times where they were kind of, you know, in the last inning, you know, excitement that they were there was a little bit of a challenge to pause in the heat of the moment. But we've been very fortunate to be able to coordinate that all.
Get after those pitchers and just get two more strikeouts. We'll get this thing done.
Right.
Fireworks, some new additions to the fireworks.
Yes.
As in some large shells this year.
Yeah, so not that we're competitive.
No, of course not.
But having said that, you know, in the in the effort to make it bigger and better, we've actually changed vendors. And we are adding, for those of you who know and people who know, where we've been limited to 6-inch shells in the past, but we figured out how to maneuver around, so we're adding 8-inch shells. Mm-hmm. We actually did a little, some donations out on the website, mm-hmm. and we managed to get enough to even add a few extra of the big shells. So the fireworks display is going to be bigger and better this year. We appreciate the donations and are looking forward to the display. It hadn't been, you know, it's been pretty good in the past.
Absolutely.
But bigger and better this year.
We'll be making a little bit bigger boom.
Absolutely.
Okay. By the way, also pet owners, do what you need to do to take care of your animals. We always get a few runaways the next day or two. So if you need to go see a vet today, take care of what is best for your animals. Either keep them inside or medicate them appropriately. Karen, thanks so much for coming in this morning and looking forward to seeing you downtown Bartlesville tomorrow night.
Thank you, Charlie. Okay. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day to you. Celebrate wisely, celebrate soberly, drive safely, and we'll see you at Freedom Fest. News on the way next.
From the ONN, I'm Sean Carey. A tragic day on the lake for an Oklahoma family. An 18-month-old girl has drowned at Keystone Lake. Her body was recovered.